Elvis falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came riding from somewhere in the back. Soon as we can see clearly, they pop me black eye. And we lit up your world like the 4th of July. And the sound of your name, that's all it is. And the statue of liberty started shaking and feeling fair. What's up, Q?
What's up?
What's up?
Alfie, back ready. Den of the Unknown, back. Welcome.
Back. Where'd you go, Grandpa? I'm sorry.
Appreciate you guys coming back.
Absolutely.
All right. So, lost power? That sucks. I had some issues with that earlier today. Not losing power,
exactly,
but losing
what
internet.
That's like, man.
So, definitely understand that for sure. So, but we're glad you're back. So, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're just going to have that.
Yeah, we could probably just start up where we left off before, man.
Okay.
I'm uncultured. You're angry. I mean, what the hell?
I really don't have anger issues, man. I just don't like when people piss me off.
Yeah, when they piss you off. And, you know, because in our world...
Alfie, yeah, don't text.
That's a true statement, though. That's a true statement, man.
Yeah. Alfie, don't text if the roads are getting busier. Get yourself home safe. See, we had Conor McGregor in the live studio. Welcome, Conor McGregor. Welcome to QT Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor. It has his Conor McGregor's picture on it. I doubt that's him, but,
if that is
cool.
Him, welcome.
That'd be
brother.
Awesome. Yeah.
That would be awesome. Boo, Conor. You got your ass whooped tonight, Den. Because Conor McGregor does not apologize to anyone.
Yeah. And I think he's got better things to do. Listen to QT Overdrive. And Conor McGregor says, "What the fuck are you laughing at, you fat, skinny gazelle person?"
Hey, Dan, that was towards you, brother. Hey, me's entered the live studio. And
welcome me.
Here we go, me. We got your intro. Hey, Den, you better hope that's a troll, because if that's really Conor McGregor, you're screwed, brother.
Yeah, I doubt it, because what do you spell fuck, fook, F-O-K?
He's trying to spell.
I know.
Sound like he's Irish.
Yeah.
It's probably from Jersey. No,
easy
GPA
now.
Didn't come
easy
back.
Now. Easy.
Hey, brother. All right. Nothing but love.
I mean, I'm not from Jersey, but it's close to home.
No, but the Jersey boys are from there, right? So, Conor, tell us a little about yourself. Who's the next fight with? What's going on, man? He's gone.
He's already gone.
All right, bitch.
I think it's just me, you, me, and... maybe Den the Unknown or Alfie. I'm not sure.
Or both. Yeah, only four
no,
of us.
There's only four. There
only
was six.
Four.
Oh, man. We're really pumping it up tonight.
I mean, we've only been on for less than 5 minutes, and six people got on, so.
That's pretty awesome, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, I guess Connor got scared when I told him I beat his ass. But,
there you go. Alfie is back.
No, I didn't have a chance when Conor McGregor came on. He was insulting us, so I didn't really have a chance to ask him where he was from. Whip our asses. I didn't say, where the fuck you from? You gazelle?
You little fucking gazelle. Oh, fucking. Sorry. My bad.
Oh well, I think we lost then in the unknown too, maybe.
Maybe he's going battle royale with Connor.
Yeah, because I think the other person is Alfie.
Yeah, Alfie can't text right now because he's driving in traffic. Well,
Alfie works all the time. God bless him.
I know. And he's freaking driving on the wrong side of the road, which is really a mess.
It's 7 a.m. where he's at.
God bless him.
Oh, Alfie's calling in. Fuck yeah.
Take him, man. Yeah.
Let's see if I can connect with him.
Alfie!
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey! What's going on, Alfie?
Look, man, I'm probably going to get cut off fairly soon because of that signal. Oh. But I just thought I'd call in quickly to say, look, cheers. I enjoy listening to you guys. And yeah, I did notice the wrong theme tune, man.
Sorry, yeah. Man. I messed up.
Yeah, the first time you call in, T screws up. Go figure.
Oh, God, Q. You're killing me, brother. Thought we were friends, man.
I mean,
I'm sorry, Alfie.
Alfie's been listening to us from the very beginning, and he finally calls in, and you screw up his intro song? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Alfie, we appreciate you calling in, man. You work all the time.
Absolutely, man.
It's got to be a day that you're off, man.
No, it's a bit of a bugger at the moment. I know we can't speak about the COVID word, but it's just gone a bit weird here. So, I normally just truck in the winter and I sail in the summer. But I've been stuck in this at the moment because most of the marinas are closed and there's no work in it. So that's what I've ended up doing. But I have to say, I mean, especially the Friday night, I'm absolutely shattered by the time I get there. And I've discovered you guys a few weeks ago. And I mean, it's a long, boring, lonely job. And yeah, there's a couple of dudes getting drunk slowly on the podcast. And yeah, you know what? It's it keeps me awake, certainly, that's for sure.
Well, anything that we can do for you, and it's usually
makes your
tea
life
getting,
easier.
It's usually tea getting drunk, and I apologize. And listen, you know, I try to control.
It's a freaking sippy cup, man. I told you, man, drink out of a sippy cup, and that shit works. Drink less beer. Yeah. But yeah, hey, Alfie, we love you, man. We love you coming on. We really do. And Q, we got two other folks joined. Martin and Ashwin has joined. And welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am T.
I am Q.
And wanted to remind everybody that Alfie married his bride, Flora, in Vegas.
You've got good memories considering the amount you drink.
Yeah, well, I usually send him a little bit. I usually send him little messages because he's pretty drunk all the time. And I'm trying to
shut the hell up because neither one of us remembered it, Q. It was me. Me is the one that remembered that, okay? So the fact checker, she came through.
And Alfie, Alfie, something you need to know about T is he's a pathological liar, too. So it's okay. We'll learn to deal with it.
Okay.
Hey, Alfie.
Yeah.
You want to see Q get his ass kicked tonight? Because he will, man.
So are you in the same place now? Because the last little while you've been in separate. So are you actually in the same room now? Or?
Well, we did that Friday, but we are not tonight.
We're not tonight, okay.
We live about, 35 miles, 30 miles away from each other, maybe? Or 25? I don't know. But
47 and a half, to be exact.
47 and a half. Oh, shit. Okay. 47 and a half.
All right. But so, you guys seem to work long hours as well, from bits of info that I gleaned from you.
Yeah.
What industry are you in? Is it, I know you can't be specific, but, you know.
Q, I'll let you answer that one, brother.
So, I can't answer that, but we are an essential part of the world today. I would love to answer that. I just can't.
Well, Mee's already answered it. She said that we were undercover Secret Service. I told Mee the other day we were actually the Men in Black. So we kind of work essential, and it's we want to keep this life separate from what we do.
Because you know, T being a liar, pathological liar, and alcoholic is not good for his job.
You trying to protect me, and you know that old saying that birds of a feather flock together. I mean, shit, Q, what does that say about you, brother?
I'm just saying I'm a protector, and I'm here for you no matter what.
Oh, you're a protector. Yeah.
Hey,
you be Mother Teresa, man.
This is where you take two deep breaths and go, I'm getting out of control. Dude, there you go. Right. You see what I'm talking about?
I'm not the one that blew up on the Aussie, man. You're the one that just went off. Went sideways. You were protecting me. God bless the USA, man. That's why I said earlier, man. That's why I said earlier that, you know, every morning I wake up, I want to be like you.
It's okay to do that, but I prefer you didn't.
Yeah, I want to be like you, man. I want to go help people that are troubled and broken.
You need to watch Steel Magnolias then if you want to be like him.
There you go, Jesus Alfie.
Christ, even go there, Alfie. Hell yeah.
Thank you, Alfie. Shit.
I'm not saying it.
Hey, Alfie, don't make me call Flora right now.
I got your back.
She's just about waking up, actually. Yeah.
I got your back.
Well, yeah, you really don't want me to call her then if she's not awake.
Yeah. It'd make it iffy for me at home.
Yeah.
All right. Man. Look, I know when I go over this hill, I'm going to go through the woods and my signal's going to disappear.
I think we lost him.
I think, yeah, we lost him a little bit, man. Hey, Alfie. Pleasure's been all ours for you to call in.
Definitely.
Call in anytime, man. Call in anytime.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks, Alfie, for calling in. We appreciate that. It was awesome talking to you. Cheers to you, and get home safely.
Absolutely. Tell Flora nothing but love.
Yeah.
And let me have a beer.
So pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. Now he knows the real you, which is even better.
Yeah. So everybody knows the real me. So is that a song? Yeah, I mean, that's a song. That's what he picked. He wanted
Enter Sandman.
Metallica. Enter Sandman.
Mm-hmm. You haven't played any of our intro songs.
Well, you didn't play any of the intro, man.
I don't have any.
I forgot my my quote, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Quote it up.
I'm quoting it up, man, because we're kind of dropping the ball on that, Q. So, you know, it is Memorial Day, so I jumped off of Friends, and here's my next Memorial Day quote. It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men and women who died. Rather, we should thank God, such men and women lived. There you go. It's George S. Patton. George S. Patton.
That's some inspirational stuff right there.
Well, I tried, man. I tried.
Hey, man, you don't have to try. You're just a good all around.
I have to live up to your footsteps, brother. I live in your shadow.
It's like they say.
Gretchen Nines entered the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I'm T.
And I am Q.
And you know I almost messed that up too, right?
I know you did. I know you saved yourself.
I did. Right at the tail end, man. Because I want to be like Q, man. I want to be like you.
So, Gretchen, we're just sitting here just having a Sunday fun day. Just hanging out, talking about no nonsense. And we already had a podcast earlier, which we didn't really mean to have a podcast. We were testing out some of T's equipment, and we ended up having a three-hour podcast. So then we decided to come on again just for a little bit and shoot the shit. So, Gretchen, I have a feeling that maybe you've been with us before.
I think she's been with us before. Me? So help us out here.
Yeah, help us out if you have, and remind us where you're from. That'd be pretty awesome if you could.
I think it's Germany.
Possibly. All right.
Maybe not. Yes, I have.
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Canada. Well, welcome. Yeah. Well, here's for you, Gretchen.
There you go. Canada. All right. I've got my quote, man.
You got your quote. Yep. Lay it on me, brother.
You ready for this? Are you sure you're ready for this?
I don't know. Maybe not. But yeah, go ahead. Shoot it out.
Again, holding with the whole Memorial Day theme, right?
Absolutely.
Ceremonies are important, but our gratitude has to be more than visit to the troops. All right, let me start this over. Ceremonies are important, but our gratitude has to be more than visits to the troops and once a year Memorial Day ceremonies. We honor the dead best by treating the living well.
There you go, man. I want to cry. And and Q, I really appreciate the fact that you beginning to kind of cover my alcoholism.
Thank you, Gretchen. T kind of ruined that with his own issues, and we apologize for that. Sometimes he has a problem just making it all about him. Thank you, Gretchen. I apologize for T's nonsense. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
I am, man.
No, that's good.
But I do want to thank you for taking me on this show and taking me under your wing and protecting me and everything.
Well, you know, you don't have to thank me, man. I just do what I do.
I know, man. That's why I want to be like you, man. I want to be like you.
Oh, Gretchen, I'm sorry. I apologize, and hopefully, I'm not good at this. I'm sorry for your loss. I hope you're
absolutely
healing as best as you can. Oh, that's a early age to die of a heart attack.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's terrible. It's early age anytime. But,
So, T, if I found out a song that you would dedicate to me if you wanted to. You want me to play it for you?
Go ahead and play it for me because, you know, of course, you're right, I'm wrong. So, I mean, yeah, it's all about you, Gabe.
This is a song you would dedicate to me.
You are the wind beneath my wings?
Yep.
How bad? How'd you know, Q? I mean, you're like clairvoyant.
Wait. Don't talk during the best part.
I know, because the hook's coming up, man. Yep. We got to get the hook in there, man.
Here it comes. Ready? I appreciate it. Thanks, Alpha. You appreciated it.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm speechless, Q.
I mean, it's a song that you eventually would have dedicated to me. I just did it quicker than you would.
Oh, hey, Q. You can go ahead and tell the listeners that I sang that to you. I mean, I serenaded you Friday night when I came over.
Oh, man. Bama Prince entered. Welcome, Bama Prince of QT and Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T, and I don't know if this will fit, but I got to take a stab at it. Don't know. Could be off there.
Uh-oh. Me wants you to sing to me.
Singing to him, T. Shit. I want to hear you sing to him, T.
Gretchen, we're podcasting from Middle Tennessee. Me and T do this as a team, and we are in separate locations. We've done two podcast from our many podcasts that we've done together. But normally we do this in separate locations. So we have another listener that just joined us. T, you want to take a stab at that one?
No.
Come on, T.
I can't, man.
Just for the hell of it. Come on.
My eyes are blurry right now, man.
Do it, T. Come on.
Nashville. Yeah. I'm actually from Nashville. Q's a little bit south.
Yeah, a little outside of Nashville. But hold on, south. Let me scroll back up here. Andre Marie has entered the studio. Welcome, Andre Marie. Welcome to QT Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T.
And we're just hanging out. Just Sunday fun day. Sunday fun day.
I guess Bama Prince wasn't from Bama, so, you know, I screwed that one up. I swear to God, if you don't turn that off, man. And hey, me, that whole serenading thing and singing thing between the two of us, that's possibly going to come on another show.
We might have a karaoke Friday. You never know.
Dude, I think we should do that. No, dude, I'm from Bama. What? Bama Prince is actually me?
No, what are you talking about?
Well, in my screen, it came up and it was me's picture. Okay.
His sound was off, so he's from Bama.
Well, Priyanka entered the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am T.
Wow. And I am Q, and T nailed that. Bam.
Bam. Finally, my first one, man.
Priyanka likes your sandals.
Likes my sandals. Somebody's watching me.
Bama Prince says, I've never been called... there's way too much going on. Hold on. I've never been called Spencer. Bam.
Did I call him Spencer?
I don't know.
I love it. You introduce yourselves to every person that enters.
Very considerate. Shows both you can't appreciate it. Yeah, we do. We try to.
We do miss some folks, and you know, a lot of our great listeners like me and S and a few other folks, they kind of help us out a little bit, and they introduce some folks too. And you know what? If you keep coming and joining us, Gretchen, people have their own intro music. So yeah, if you come and see us more than three times, you'll get your own intro song. I know I played you a little song when you came in. That could be yours, or you could pick something else.
Yeah, so we try to do.
And, you know, like when I joined, I played The Wind Beneath My Wings, and, you know, everybody gets happy.
Yeah, so we try to do a little bit of different things on our podcast. So we would like to have we try to be Southern gentlemen. Sometimes we get a little sideways and talking, especially when you get to – T gets a little angry sometimes, but
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Why is sometimes it always it's me? A lot. I mean, it's always me sometimes.
So Gretchen, if you have a song that you really like, we can
just let me know. We'll put it on the board.
Yeah. If it's not taken, obviously. But
because please do not take Enter Sandman by Metallica, because Alfie will not allow that to happen.
Yeah, so, I'm not sure what Priyanka is talking about. I'm lost.
And then I'm going to play Q's intro song here, which we didn't do it. You ready, Q?
I'm ready.
See, very angry. I'm going to play T's intro song. Very upbeat and happy. Let's think about this for a second.
How is mine angry?
I don't know.
Kinda I'm welcoming everybody. Welcome to my house.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, if you listen to those two songs, which one do you think is more angry?
What two?
Well, let the listeners choose.
Okay. I can't hear anything.
What? We're letting listeners choose. You want me to play it again?
No, you played mine. What's the other choice?
My choice.
Okay, you have to play it.
I did play it, dumbass. No,
we didn't hear it. Okay, now we can hear it.
Guys, so the first time on QT and Overdrive, you get to vote. Which one is happy and which one is angry?
Why did you play yours longer than mine?
I'll play yours longer, you son of a bitch.
Ooh, angry. Somebody's getting angry.
Hmm.
go. See? Okay.
I don't know why
mine's all staticky and yours is all like crystal clear.
Hey, you got control of the soundboard. You control what? I don't know why it is.
I don't have control of the soundboard. You do.
I understand that. Nobody wants to vote anyway, so hey. The first song is happier. Mine's happier.
No, you played mine first originally.
Oh, God. Go again. This one?
Which nobody cares about.
Or this one.
She said already up that one.
Exactly, man.
But that could be happier, but is it really real? I mean, come on.
But Q also has a second song, which I want him to go to, but he won't go to it.
Go ahead, play it.
That's pretty happy, Q.
Holy crap, we got Kobe Bryant into the studio.
Kobe Bryant is in the house.
Hey, Bama, thanks. Both good things. But Tease is clearly the winner. Well, we have to give him something because he's not used to winning. So
you gotta throw the old man a bone every once in a while, man.
Hey, Kobe, that's pretty stupid. So why don't you just take that and go somewhere else with that bullshit, okay?
Yep.
I'm just going to unblock that real quick.
And, Bama Prince says that Darius Rucker is the stuff.
Yes. Yeah, I just blocked that dude. That dude's a freaking idiot.
Fabian just entered the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am T.
Hey, and I'm Q. I'm going to step away for a minute before I say something I shouldn't say. I'll be right back.
I understand that because you got anger issues, so, you know.
Yeah, that dude was a fucking asshole.
I know he was, man. Just let it go, brother. Let it go. Yes, that's just rude. Tennessee is known for country music and Jack Daniel's whiskey. Yeah, and little Jim Beam and, you know, we've got, we actually got the Manning, you know, Peyton Manning's from here too now. And Jeffrey Dahmer in the live studio. So we got another troller here. So I'm not even going to talk about Jeffrey Dahmer, so we'll let that one go. Natural Light Beer, laugh out loud. Thank you, me. But yeah, you know, I mean, Tennessee's known for a lot of other things, Davy Crockett, those kind of things. But, you know, it's just a good place to be. I mean, it's a great place to live. Traffic's pretty rough. But other than that, you know, we kind of enjoy it. We really do. And Canada has probably the most friendly people in the whole wide world, and bar none. I've lived in Texas. I lived in Connecticut. I've lived all throughout the U.S. I've lived overseas. But Canada has the most friendly people in the world. Jack Johnson is another artist that throws good vibes. Yep, I'll have to check out Jack Johnson. I'm writing it down now. Because the Dolphins make you cry. I got you, brother.
Dude, why are we getting all these trolls tonight, man?
I don't know. We are very, very friendly. I don't know about passive, but you know, I will say friendly. Because, you know, I'll tell you a story. I went up when I was in, you know, my freshman year in college, we saw a fishing show, you know, that was filmed up in Canada. We drove from San Antonio, Texas to Canada, we ran out of gas, and this guy came and, you know, came to help us and actually picked us up. It was me and three other guys, took us back to his house, let us stay at his house that night, and then we went back to the car to go ahead and put gas in it the next day. But I mean, that stuff doesn't happen in the U.S., which was awesome. And they cooked us breakfast too, which was great. Yeah, I just need to control myself. I know. I'm sorry. Nah, you're fine, Q. Don't worry about it, man. It's who you are.
Yeah, but yeah. Listen. You want to call QT Overdrive a bunch of people you don't want to listen to, whatever, but you don't sit there and pretend you're somebody that had something
tragic happen.
Tragic happen.
Exactly.
I mean that's just crap. You have to be a pretty shitty person to do that stuff. And that drives me fucking insane. Excuse my language.
I know it does. I know it does, man. But just block them and let's move on, man.
Well, I did.
I know, but we got a lot of great listeners on here tonight. And, you know, we'll just roll with
that. They also need to know how we feel about that stuff, too. So.
No, I understand that. But we can tell them after we, you know, kick their ass off. Mm. So.
But
right. That's just me. That's me being the calm one. Okay, that's just who I am.
Yeah. You did pretty well with that because I am.
You're fired up, brother. I know that.
Hurt my nerves.
I know. Yep. Alfie's back in the house again. Yep. So.
Anyway,
but hey, but I was telling Gretchen how friendly the people are up in Canada, man.
Oh, I haven't had the opportunity to go up there and be able to
next weekend. You want a road trip
up to Canada?
Yeah, why not?
It's not a road trip.
Well, hey, if you live in Bee's World, it is. It's only 16 hours, brother.
All right, so what we got here? We had the me said, take a shot of habanero vodka or tequila or whatever it is.
Who said that? What?
Me. Gretchen said, lots of trolls were on no nonsense. Password earlier. They wanted to physically fight. Thank God they can't. He said border closed. So, yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. We're not normally on Sunday nights or Sunday mornings or Monday mornings, whatever it is. So, so I guess it's a troll.
But Sunday. Honestly, you'd think there'd be more trolls out on Friday night, man.
Well, yeah. And maybe there's more out because it's a holiday weekend.
Could be.
Well, yeah, that's why we're out.
Oh, cute, nothing but love, man. But seriously,
Gretchen's like trolls always trolling. We'll call that tat. Trolls there always trolling. So when we say tat. That's what that means. Trolls always trolling. You got that, T?
So, yep. So, as listeners, guys, if somebody's trolling, you just got to say tat.
Yep.
Just tat. Everybody That's just it. Sit there and text out tat. Tat. And
tat. That's it.
We just, tat, 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 tat. When we hear that, we'll know.
I don't know if that's a thing, but QT and Overdrive just came up with tat. That's it.
Tat that ass.
That's probably something different.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah, I can see where tat would be. Never mind. I'm going to go there. I missed something, I think.
Well, yeah, so Alfie, so Gretchen said, troll is always trolling. You're fine. Right? Is that what
you're fine, me. About? You're fine. I understand.
Troll is always trolling, so we're going to call that Tat from now on.
So, like when Conor McGregor comes on, or Kobe Bryant, or whomever else.
I'm just going to be like, Tat. And I'm just blocked out.
Tat. That's right. They're out.
That's good. So, we just came up with a new thing.
That is a new thing. So we have intro songs. So, hey, Gretchen, if you got an intro song, you got to throw it out there. Because if not, every time you come on here, you're going to get Oh Canada. And if you're okay with that, that's cool.
Chipko is into the live studio. Welcome, Chipko. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T. I'm uncultured. And he's angry.
We're just having a Sunday fun day, just hanging out with talking about a bunch of no nonsense and
Milky GPA Tat. You're absolutely correct, me.
Exactly. He's been tatted. Yeah. But yeah, Chipko, tell us where you're from. I'd like to know where all the listeners are from. Gretchen says, that's all right. I can't think of another song right now.
Okay. So, then it's Oh Canada.
What is it?
Oh Canada, their national anthem.
Really? Is that their national anthem?
Oh, Canada.
Oh, I had no idea. Thanks for telling me.
Land above all land. You know, we also did the Heineken commercial on that one, too.
Yeah, we did. Cade has entered the studio. Welcome, Cade. Welcome to QT Overdrive. I'm Q.
I'm T. I'm slow.
Yes, obviously. Please, Cade, tell us where you're from. Chipko, you haven't told us where you're from either. But, Cade, we're having a Sunday fun day. We're just hanging out and just shooting shit. What's the American one called? Oh, Glory? No, it's called the National Anthem. I'm sure T's going to line it up for you so you can take a listen.
What now?
Oh, jeez. T's not even listening. Never mind. T's asleep.
I'm not asleep. I'm just trying to be calm.
She's asking what's the American one called? I says it's the national anthem. And I figured you'd have that teed up for her so she can take a listen, but
I don't have it queued up. I don't have it queued up, I'm sorry.
T's a little tired.
I'm not tired, man. I'm tired of you giving me shit.
I guess you're still tired, then. It's all right.
Oh, you're killing me, Q. Well, PBG, I mean, you know, I mean.
Entered. Welcome, PBG. Welcome to Kitchen Never Drive. I'm Q.
I am T.
And,
play the old song, you. Shotgun.
Thank you for joining us, Pod Beam guests. Please tell us where you're from.
Shotgun.
So waiting for Cade and Chipko to tell us where you're from.
I'm trying not to get tatted on my own show, man.
Anyway, tatted on your own show. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Let me cue this up for you.
Don't play over shotgun. Gretchen wanted shotgun.
What are you talking? What are you doing?
I'm playing shotgun because Gretchen wanted shotgun.
Thank you.
gets Ric Flair. And he says, Alexa, volume down.
Why would you ever want to turn this down?
Because you're distorting.
I'm distorting? There you go. That's just the music version.
Yep. So, was that the shotgun song you wanted to hear, Gretchen? Sorry, Q. We're picking up static on our music tonight. I don't understand why.
I'm not hearing static on your side. I'm not hearing static on mine. She said, no, you failed.
Well, I said shotgun. I mean, I don't know.
You're pissing her off. Just let it go.
I'm going to let it go, man.
Just kidding. You're not pissing her off. Gretchen's cool. J.R. Walker in All-Stars.
I miss that. All right, shotgun.
He's going to find You going to find that, T?
I'm looking for it now.
Don't get angry. I just asked you a question.
Don't get angry. You're the one that gets angry, man. No. All right, Gretchen, here we go. Oh, it's much better.
Oh, I know this.
That's Saturday Night Live, brother.
Yep.
Gretchen, that's your song now, okay? Every time you join us, that's what you get. Quit playing The Wind Beneath My Wings, Q. Hey, Q, by the hand of God, I will change your theme song to that.
Oh, man.
That will be your theme song from here on out.
Okay. I'm good.
Oh, this one's yours, Q.
That's a little bit hard there. I'm a little stumped here. I'm a little stumped.
Seer? I'm very stumped.
Seer? We're gonna go with that, T. So Seer.
Seer.
Welcome to Q Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T.
I'm just hanging out on a Sunday fun day. Just heckin' talking about no nonsense.
So Seer, where are you from?
Oh, Cure. It's like Cure. Okay. Cure. Okay. Victoria, British Columbia. Welcome. I'm sorry. I totally did not get your name correct. Normally, I'm pretty good at that, but I screwed up that time, so I apologize for sure.
That's the first time you did it. I've done it 100 times. Don't worry about it. So,
yeah.
British Columbia, right?
Yep. British Columbia.
Yeah. we go. Welcome to QT and Overdrive.
Yeah, so we're just we're really not talking about much. Basically, it's just me and T going back and forth talking about each other. Him insulting me because he has some problems with anger. So
I do. And he didn't take to my song "Wind Beneath My Wings," so you know we got problems.
Yeah, so that's true. Gretchen, a fellow Canadian, so you're a fellow Canadian on the podcast. Gretchen, number 9. So that's pretty cool. Where's Gretchen at?
Ontario.
We had her, Ontario, I believe. Right?
Is that? Yep. That's correct.
Windsor, Ontario. Yeah. Thanks, me, for sending him some self-help videos. We appreciate that. T, hopefully you get those.
I have them. I've already got them.
Okay, good. Awesome. She sent me that quick. You already have them?
I already have them, man.
Not helping, obviously. But maybe she's got some better ones for you.
I just got them, man.
You just got what?
The self-help.
Like right this second?
Just right this second, man. Thank you. There's this thing called the internet. It's pretty awesome, man.
It's called the intranet. It's called the world. It's called the World Wide Web.
You get things instantaneously. I didn't say that word right, but okay.
So Gretchen's asked her if we're both married. Not to each other. No.
No. Not even close. Gretchen, I was married for 21 years, and things didn't work out, and we moved on, and Q has been married for like 95 years, and he's happily married.
Yes, I've been married 95 years, and I am 26.
Yeah, you're 26. Yeah, you kissed my ass too, man, on that.
Me throwing some shit at us. Cure said happily married. Never heard of it. Oh, man. I love these guys.
I do, too.
No, my wife's name is
what
Flora.
What the hell, me? Wait. No, I want to go back up to this one. Sometimes to each other and the snoring partner. What? Good answer. No, I don't even know where to go with that one, so I'm going to let it go. But go ahead, Q.
Me and my wife, Flora, we're happily married together.
Dude.
Oh, Alfie, get a kick out of it. He knows I'm just playing.
Alfie, if Alfie's on the line, he may come over here and punch you in your throat.
I hope so. He said,
there you go.
Shit. He didn't know. Oh, me? Now wants Alfie to kick my ass. Okay, that's cool. It's on now. It's on like Donkey Kong. It's every man for himself now. I'm cool with that. Fat G, I need your help. I need some milk. Oh, hell. Anyways.
So, yeah, I don't know. Can you smell what the rock's cooking? Yeah, I can. Uh-oh.
So, are you going to play it or not? There it is. So Gretchen says, I wish I could try some of your barbecue in Tennessee. So Gretchen,
I will tell you, Gretchen.
Do you like spicy food?
I will tell you right now, Q cooks the spiciest food ever known to man. He has barbecue sauce that's called the Devil's Spit. And we actually had some devil spit chicken. So it's not traditional Tennessee barbecue. This is called the Q barbecue.
It was good though, man. It was good.
Man, it was great, man. I loved it. I ate like two chickens or something. I don't know.
All right, so yeah. So so me says
she's past exhaustion.
Okay. We can put you to sleep for sure. We put a lot of people to sleep talking on our podcast. We're in Tennessee. You're out of Middle Tennessee. Cure. We're in Middle Tennessee. Come on, guys. I'm past is exhaustion. Talking tired shit. Okay. I'm not sure what you want us to do. See, you got. Can you handle that?
I'm trying to figure it out. Me, you probably just need to get some sleep. I mean, shit, you've been up for like 900 hours.
Cure visited the Leaper's Fork just recently. How about that? Cute. That's pretty cool.
I'll let you jump on that one because I don't know where Leaper's Fork's at.
I know kind of where it is, but I'm not too familiar with it. But that's pretty cool, though.
That is.
So, yeah, Gretchen, yeah, it's Devil Spit's a little bit hot, but
it's stuff, very though. Hot.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
And I don't know if Nashville is known for their barbecue. I think more of Memphis, right, Ting?
Yeah, more Memphis is barbecue, and I mean Nashville's actually known for its Nashville hot chicken.
Hot chicken,
which yeah. I think you had some the other day that you got some Nashville hot. Mm-hmm. You said it was the hottest damn chicken you ever had.
It was the hottest damn chicken I ever had. It was delicious, but it was the damnest hot chicken I've ever had. I mean, it was delicious. And Gretchen also asked, "Does Dolly Parton live in Tennessee?" Yes, she does. Papa joined us. Welcome, Papa. Welcome to QTN Overdrive. Why are you laughing?
Prometheus.
I couldn't see it. Also, it was Papa and then screaming up. So, welcome to QTN Overdrive. I am Q.
I am T.
And we're just hanging out. Welcome. Sunday fun day. Please tell us where you're from. We'd like to know where our listeners are from. I'm trying to keep up with all the comments. I think I'm missing some. So, Cure said I was in Nashville with Liv Tyler's mom, actually, okay, visiting. Wow, Cure, cool. All right, cool. Good deal. Liv Tyler. Papa says, I'm just a bass player from North Carolina. Don't just say a bass player.
Say from North Carolina, because that's one of the places you want to visit, Q.
Yeah, I know. How about saying you're a bass player from North Carolina? We'll give you a little clap for that. So,
Papa, North Carolina. So, where's that place you want to go visit there, Q?
I think it's called... What is that one called?
Dancing with the devil. That's all I know. Devil,
right?
Yeah, it's a little circle where the devil dances and stuff. I don't know, man. Freaking me out.
So Gretchen says, so you're a rock star with groupies.
Oh, she's talking about Papa. She ain't talking about us. I think we just lost everybody. Hello?
No, you didn't. I just had you on mute for a minute.
Oh, you had to put me on mute. I see how you are, man.
So Papa says he just plays for fun. What do you play? I mean, I know you play the guitar or whatever, but what do you sing as well?
You want to sing for us tonight?
T is awesome at singing. He's like,
yeah, I'm awesome at singing, and Q's awesome at dancing.
You sing a little bit? That's cool. What's your favorite song you like to sing, Papa? T likes to sing "Wind Beneath My Wings" by Beth Midler.
Oh, Q, I swear to God.
Ooh, anything Frank Sinatra. I like Papa. That was awesome. Janie Werner into the live studio. Welcome, Janie Werner. Welcome to QT Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T.
And we're just hanging out having Sunday fun day. Just shooting the shit. And just hanging out with Papa, me, and Gretchen.
And me,
and
Alfie,
Papa, and Alfie, Cure. Anybody else that has joined? So that's what we're doing right now.
So, Jenny Werner has just entered the live studio. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am T.
We just did that, sir.
I am lost.
I think T fell asleep on me again.
Yeah, I just got to pay attention. It's what I got to do.
Yeah, Gretchen. Yes, we've both worked during the whole COVID situation.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
We both have worked. Haven't thought.
What spring is like on
you. Appreciate you being out there and taking care of it.
Hold my hand.
Just had to throw a little Frank out there, guys. Long-term care. God bless you. That is awesome.
Yeah, so kudos to you.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
And Papa, there you go. A little Fly Me to the Moon.
You played some Frankie, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's amazing.
That's why I lost Jenny Werner in that mix.
You lost Jenny Werner because you didn't acknowledge her the first time.
I most certainly did acknowledge her. I just acknowledged her twice.
Jenny no, got the special. Her later. She's pissed at you. She's like, screw T. You don't listen.
God, Q.
She's like,
why do you do this to me, man?
Don't get all emotional. Don't put your panties in a wad. Come on, man.
My panties are not in a wad, man.
You know you can't do this without your medication.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah. Dean, Gretchen. Dean Martin. Oh, yeah. When the moon hits the sky, like a big,
pizza, pie.
That's amore.
That's amore.
Oh, my God. Do we need to call EMS?
Maybe. Because you are the wind beneath my wings.
Jesus. Yeah, this keeps on getting better and better. Yeah. Uh-oh. Nitin Singh has entered the live studio. Well, Nitin Singh, we are QT Overdrive. I'm Q.
I'm T.
And he's having a heart attack right now, maybe. I don't know.
No, I would tell you if I was, man.
I know, I'm just playing. So Nitin Singh, please tell us where you're from. With this little Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. Raj 85 is also
in the live studio. 85. Welcome to QT and Overdrive.
When the moon hits your eye like
That's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
So, I used to work in a restaurant.
Back you used to play that.
No, they. I was a bar manager, and it was an Italian restaurant, and they played that, like, it seemed like every 5 minutes, and then I got, like, so tired of it, I was just like, can you please just shut up? Yash has entered the studio. Welcome, Yash. We're QT and Overdrive, and I'm Q.
I'm T, and we're talking about a bunch of nothing.
And so Sunday Funday is going to be a great night so far, but Raj, 85, just where you're from.
So, we got pizzas there.
Pizza. But there's nothing like a I'm originally, T, as you know, originally from New York, right? And there's nothing better than a New York pizza. I don't care what anybody says. New York pizza is it. When you can fold that thing up, because when you take that pizza and you fold it up and you eat it like you should, and the grease like falls out of there, yeah, that's the best pizza in the world. You can't find anything like that here. Raj's beer.
Cheers.
Are you from Beer City? Where are you from? But cheers to you, for sure.
Cheers to you as well.
So, but
and Papa did say it's getting better and better. I mean, after Dean Martin came on, he was all in. Q, you are the wind beneath my wings.
But, you know, anyway,
I don't know what you're playing now, man.
So we still have Raj on. Please tell us where you're from again, Raj. Gretchen's still here.
Yash has entered. What's the TQ stand for?
We wish we could tell you, but we can't.
Yeah, we really can. It's just kind of letters we picked, and yeah.
That's why we picked the initials. So we appreciate you asking, but we will not let any of that information flow through the Podbean world.
It's code word for wind beneath my wings.
But yeah.
So. No, it's just kind of our first initials and stuff, and we just use those. But we don't want to go any further than that because we kind of separate this from our work lives, because that's okay. It gives you both mystery. Mystery.
Well, there's no mystery. There's no mystery about those.
No, there's no mystery. Except you are the wind beneath my wings.
T's a psychotic murderer. That
shut the hell up, man. Come on.
That has just got out of prison, and I'm his parole officer. So yeah, I mean, he's got problems, but that's okay. That's why he's on here. I'm trying to teach it to see so he can go out in the public. So this is how he relates to people in public. So I appreciate y'all talking to him.
Oh, so this right here is like your attempt to socialize me back in. Yes. We are the men in black. That's what we are. We actually fight aliens.
Well, I don't know if we can call him a murderer. He's only murdered 6 people. So maybe somebody that was just trying stuff out. I don't know. But
Q, I'm going to tell you right now. You may be number 7, brother.
Well, what was that? Have you watched Halloween, the movie Halloween?
Have I seen it?
Yeah.
This Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah.
So who is the doctor in all those movies?
I don't know. I just know Jamie Lee Curtis was in them, man. I don't know anybody else. Jamie Lee
Curtis was only in two of them.
Well, dude, I've only watched like one or two of them. I haven't seen Titanic. I haven't seen Steel Magnolias. What else did I see?
I like every movie in this world except Sandlot.
I saw Sandlot. I saw Top Gun.
And Top Gun.
And I saw Armageddon.
And Armageddon.
and I saw Die Hard. Best Christmas movie ever.
Gretchen says, once you go black, you never go back. LOL. Wow, she's talking about. Oh, she says, I love black men. Where's this coming from? Oh, Men in Black.
Men in Black. Yeah, we're Men in Black.
Teach your own, sister.
We're fighting aliens. Special government force.
T likes all kinds of men, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, he's...
Oh, baby. Oh, no, Q.
It really doesn't. It's just one type.
It's a Q dog, man.
Oh, no. He's
I'm
not.
All over the Q dog.
I'm just playing. He's not. He's not gay. He's not. He's not rated G. I'm just playing.
AY. It was
just a joke. It was just a joke. No. I mean, if he was, it's okay, but he's not. For sure. Definitely not. Yes, I'm being
so. Oh, Q, yeah. I swear to God, by the hands of God.
I'm just playing. It was a joke. He hasn't come out yet, so soon. I just need to stop.
No, it's freaking on the World Wide Web now. T is okay.
It's on the internet. Gretchen said the hands of God will be around Q's neck.
Yes, it will be.
Dude, that's a great saying, Gretchen.
It'll snap that.
Gretchen's on your
neck.
Side, man. Gretchen's
I know
on
that.
Your side.
I'm just going to tell you, it's going to get snapped.
See, like listen, you got everybody on your side. I got nobody. I just got me. That's it. No, I'm talking about not me, just Q. That's it. That's all I got is Q myself. That's it.
That's all you need, Q.
Everybody else is on your side, man. I mean, they're cheering for you.
Cheering for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm a proly that's killed six people. And they're rooting for me now, right? Oh, okay. Yeah. I got it. I feel you, dog.
You just came out on... National Podbean.
Now it just came out now too. Thanks, man.
Oh shit. So for our new listeners, you gotta understand me and T go back and forth and mess around. Nothing that we say you should really take seriously. So
hell no. Except he is the wind beneath my wings.
So it's all in fun. We're just having a good time. Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está, mis amiga?
Siéntese.
I'm back.
Siéntese.
Bueno. ¿Cómo está? What did I just
está?
Say?
¿Cómo está, sí,
I said,
sí?
Hola. I said, hola. ¿Cómo está, mis amiga? And evidently I didn't say it right. I'm going back to Cali.
Shit. Gretchen says, shoot, no biggie. Everyone is either asexual, bisexual, transsexual, and atheist. Wow. Do you know, T?
I'm not answering that shit, man, because the grounds up may incriminate me.
Like, damn. You must be T's best friend. You just explained him.
Oh, Okay.
Oh my God. Christian says, get on that train. You better get on that train, T.
She liked the song, man.
Yeah, that's cool. I gotta look on Podbean real quick on my app and see if we're on here.
Believe in miracles. Where are you from?
Why is it not? Oh, there it is. Okay, there we are. Okay. Never mind. I had to check them.
Pump up the volume.
Huh?
You found yourself. What? I'll let you grab that one, Q, because I'll butcher it.
I'm Poise, and your life. So you're welcome, Papoy. Welcome, Q, to Overdrive. I'm Q.
I am T. I'm uncultured. He's angry.
And me says, I don't know what Q is doing. What does that mean?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're doing either.
Sounds like kooky. I'm confused now.
I am too. Because everybody...
Hi. You have a cake? I know you're all hypnotized by our sex meeting.
So me says our podcast sucks. So we got Gretz and...
Look Loaf. At her go, man. Hi, double G. I like that one better. Welcome to QT and Overdrive. I am T.
And I am Q. And we're just hanging out, having a Sunday fun day. Just hanging out, talking no nonsense. Everybody hates me, and everybody loves T. Agamod entered the live studio as well. Welcome, Agamod, to QT and Overdrive.
Let's all get some spicy chicken. I like that. Let's get some spicy chicken.
I'm sorry. I am Q, Agamemnon, and my partner in crime is who?
I am T. Sorry. I missed that.
T's out of it right now. I mean, he is. His medication's wearing off. Oh, wow. Oh. Kish is entered the live studio. Welcome, Kish. Welcome to QT Number Dive. I am Q.
I am T.
T's like a monster.
A monster.
I am T.
I am T.
So we're just having a Sunday fun day, which sounds, well, in most parts, I mean, at least for us, Monday morning. Me says you guys are popping on a Sunday. Yeah, so it's been pretty good. Welcome all. And all our new visitors, please tell us where you're from. We'd like to know where all our listeners are from. So we'll throw it out there. Do us a solid and let us know.
There it is. That's what we forgot to say. Give us a solid.
Yeah, do us a solid and let us know where you're from. We keep track of all that.
Small town has entered the live studio. Welcome to QT.
Small town has woken up and entered again.
All you get, small town.
All right, so we got two listeners that told us where they're from. Yep. So I guess, we'll wait for that.
Gee, you need would to, you tell us where you're from?
No, but I'm sure they need probably waiting for you to take your medication. So you don't go off on them like you normally do.
Q, come on, man.
I mean, it's okay.
I know. It's perfectly fine, man.
Uh-oh. But.
Uh-oh.
As long as we don't tell them what it's for, psychotic tendencies. But. Oh, gee, man.
Oh, you're killing me, man.
Funny stuff.
It's funny for you, man. Let's see. I'm coming out of the closet. I'm a raging murderer. What else am I tonight? And you muted me. Hello, can you hear me now? We lost sound. Yeah, I know.
Hey there. Hello.
I can hear you now, man. Can you hear me?
Can't hear you. All right, it's 2:20, man. We need to wrap this up in the next
We need to wrap it up because I need to get some sleep tonight because I got too much stuff to do tomorrow. I hate to say so because you know me.
Also,
I mean, I gotta like sharpen my axe and
take your meds. Go fill your meds.
I gotta go fill my meds. I haven't had my meds in a week, man. It's a problem.
So let's end this podcast with a quote from Ronald Reagan.
And Ronald Reagan would be who?
You don't know who Ronald Reagan is?
No, I haven't seen that movie either.
All right, so here we go. Words even more feeble on this Memorial Day for the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who returned to love their countrymen enough to die for them.
Q.
So there we go.
Q, I'm going to tell you right now. That's why you're the wind beneath my wings.
All right.
You know?
So there we go.
Because you are above all contestation. You are.
What the hell you're saying?
You are my hero. So, guys, hey, had a great time tonight. I know that we really didn't mean to have one tonight, but this is QT and Overdrive. I am T.
I am Q.
And we will see y'all probably next Friday night. Y'all have a great night. Thank y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, y'all.